I am Dr. Kay Fontana, Life Force Coach and Grief Recovery Specialist, and I am deeply familiar with the pain of loss, having experienced many throughout my life. At just 9 years old, I lost my brother to cancer and witnessed my parents' immense grief, which was unbearable. Years later, my mother lost her battle with Alzheimer's, and then my father was diagnosed with cancer and passed away a week after his diagnosis. Most recently, in January 2023, I experienced the devastating loss of my husband and soulmate of 40 years due to multiple health issues. In between were countless other losses, including family members, friends, coworkers, beloved pets, and even finances. However, I turned my pain into my purpose and passion to share strategies to help you get through your darkest days and navigate the complexities of grief. This is the Healing Our Grieving Hearts podcast. Welcome to episode 10, as I discuss grief and the physical manifestations of loss in the body. I'm going to share some insights on how our physical bodies react to grief and loss. But first, I must state that I'm here to provide information and support. But please remember that the information I offer is not a substitute for professional medical advice. I am not a physician, so if you have specific medical concerns or questions, it's important to consult with a qualified healthcare professional or your regular physician. They can offer personalized guidance based on your individual health situation. Always seek medical advice for any significant health issue or before making any changes to your health routine. So today we'll be exploring how grief can show up in the body and briefly discuss ways to cope with it. I will cover a few holistic approaches that address both the emotional and physical aspects of healing. Meanwhile, the body has an uncanny ability to convert mental pain into physical pain. When we don't address the emotional and mental pain in our proverbial backpack of loss, that pain manifests in other unpleasant ways. Grief, being a profound emotional experience, can deeply affect not only our mental well-being, but also our physical health. Briefly, I want to talk about the hormone cortisol and how it affects the body in times of stress. Cortisol is necessary for life as it helps regulate blood pressure, metabolism, and blood sugar, helps control our sleep-wake cycle, suppresses inflammation, and regulates our body's stress response. Cortisol can affect nearly every organ system in our bodies. In times of stress, our bodies release adrenaline, activating the fight or flight response, making our heart beat faster, our blood pressure to elevate, and giving us more energy. Cortisol is then released to increase glucose in the blood for fast energy and keeping us on high alert in times of stress. These hormones are intended to be released for short periods of time until you're out of danger, for instance. During extended periods of emotional stress, such as with grief, cortisol levels are elevated, which can lead to inflammation in all major organ systems in the body. The respiratory system, which is responsible for the exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide in the body, can be impacted by the intense emotions and the stress of grief in several ways. One common manifestation of grief in the respiratory system may be shallow breathing and even hyperventilation. When individuals are overwhelmed with grief, they may unconsciously alter their breathing patterns, leading to rapid, shallow breaths. This can result in feelings of breathlessness, chest tightness, or even panic attacks. Inflammation due to high cortisol levels may exacerbate existing respiratory conditions such as asthma or lead to symptoms like wheezing, coughing, or shortness of breath. Prolonged grief and emotional distress may weaken the immune system, making individuals more susceptible to respiratory infections and illnesses. It's necessary for individuals experiencing grief-related respiratory symptoms to consult their primary care physician to rule out any serious health-related issues. Additional ways to relieve symptoms is to practice mindfulness and seek support through therapy, relaxation techniques, and proper self-care to help manage and alleviate the impact on respiratory health. The emotional turmoil experienced during grief can be profoundly draining, resulting in a deep sense of physical exhaustion and ongoing feelings of tiredness that can be challenging to overcome. The intense emotions associated with grief, such as sadness, anger, and despair, can consume considerable mental energy, leaving individuals feeling physically depleted. This exhaustion may manifest as a lack of motivation, difficulty concentrating, and a general sense of heaviness in both body and mind. Additionally, the disrupted sleep patterns often associated with grief, including insomnia or restless sleep, can contribute to feelings of fatigue and daytime drowsiness. The constant rumination on the loss, coupled with the emotional turmoil, can disrupt the body's natural energy levels, making even simple daily tasks seem overwhelming. Addressing grief-related fatigue requires self-compassion. It's essential for individuals to prioritize rest, engage in activities that bring comfort and relaxation, maintain a healthy routine, and seek support from loved ones or mental health professionals to navigate through this challenging period of emotions and physical exhaustion. Muscle tension is also a common physical manifestation of grief. The emotional turmoil experienced during grief can lead to muscle tightness, soreness, and tension, primarily concentrated in areas such as the neck, shoulders, and back. These physical manifestations of grief can result in discomfort and reduced flexibility, intensifying the overall sense of distress and heaviness. In addition to muscle tension, grief-related stress can also trigger headaches and migraines in individuals. The persistent emotional strain and tension from grief can contribute to the onset of debilitating headaches, characterized by dull or throbbing pain in the head. Migraines, which are often more severe in intensity and accompanied by other symptoms like nausea and sensitivity to light and sound, can further compound the physical toll of grief on an individual's well-being. Managing muscle tension and headaches caused by grief involve a holistic approach that addresses both the emotional and physical aspects of healing. Incorporating relaxation techniques, gentle exercises, massage therapy, and stress-reducing activities into one's routine can help alleviate muscle tension and reduce the frequency and intensity of grief-induced headaches, promoting overall well-being during the grieving process. Grief also has the potential to significantly impact the digestive system, resulting in a range of distressing symptoms that affect one's physical well-being. The emotional turmoil of grief can disrupt normal digestive function, giving rise to issues such as stomach pain, nausea, diarrhea, or constipation. These digestive disturbances often stem from the intense stress and emotional strain experienced during the grieving process, resulting in high cortisol levels leading to inflammation. This highlights the connection between our emotional state and our gut health. Alongside digestive issues, grief can also influence one's appetite and relationship with food. Some individuals experiencing grief may find themselves facing a loss of appetite, leading to a decrease in food intake and subsequent weight loss. Conversely, others may seek comfort in food as a coping mechanism, resulting in emotional eating and potential weight gain. These changes in appetite, whether it be a decrease or an increase, reflect the relationship between emotions and eating behaviors during times of grief. After my husband died, I went through periods of starvation to nibbling on crackers. At times, I didn't care if I ate, and other times I didn't care what I ate. There is also a common reaction from friends and family or neighbors to offer food to the grieving in the form of casseroles and sandwiches after their loved one's funeral, so that grieving individuals don't have to concern themselves with cooking. It's a very kind gesture to offer comfort food, but one that may be unnecessary, as food may not be comforting to the grieving, may go against the individual's special dietary needs, and may trigger feelings of guilt for wasting food. Addressing digestive issues and changes in appetite during grief require a balanced approach that incorporates self-care practices, mindful eating habits, and seeking support from healthcare professionals or counselors. Intense emotional reactions stemming from grief can occasionally present itself as chest discomfort, characterized by sensations of pain or tightness in the chest region. This physical manifestation of grief highlights the profound impact that our emotional well-being can have on our physiological responses, particularly in the chest area where feelings of heaviness and constriction may be felt. Individuals experiencing chest pain as a result of grief may find themselves struggling to differentiate between the physical sensations and the emotional turmoil they are facing. This merging of physical and emotional distress can intensify feelings of anxiety and unease, further exacerbating the discomfort in the chest. It is essential to recognize and address chest pain related to grief with care and attention, seeking medical evaluation to rule out any underlying cardiac issues is of utmost importance, especially if the chest pain is severe or persistent. If there is no underlying physical cause for the pain determined by your doctor, practicing stress-reducing techniques, engaging in relaxation exercises, and seeking emotional support through therapy or counseling can help individuals manage and alleviate chest pain associated with the grieving process effectively. The enduring stress and emotional strain of grief have the potential to compromise the body's immune defenses, making individuals more susceptible to a range of illnesses. Prolonged grief and the associated stress response can have a profound impact on the immune system, disrupting its normal functioning and reducing its ability to combat pathogens effectively. When the immune system is weakened due to grief-induced stress and higher cortisol levels, individuals may find themselves prone to infections, viruses, and other health challenges. The body's capacity to fight off illnesses may be diminished, leading to increased instances of colds, flu, and general susceptibility to various pathogens. In addition to increasing the likelihood of getting ill, a weakened immune system can also impede the body's ability to recover quickly. This can prolong the duration of illnesses and contribute to overall feelings of physical weakness and fatigue, further adding to the burden already experienced during the grieving process. To improve the immune system during periods of grief, prioritizing self-care practices, maintaining a healthy lifestyle, getting adequate rest, and seeking emotional support are essential. By addressing the impact of grief on the immune system and taking proactive measures to support immune health, individuals can better navigate the challenges of grief while safeguarding their overall well-being. It's important to note that everyone experiences grief differently, and these physical symptoms can vary in intensity and duration from person to person. If these symptoms persist or significantly impact your quality of life, it is crucial to seek support from your healthcare professional. The mission of Healing Our Grieving Hearts is to provide energy healing and spiritual support and guide individuals through the process of grief recovery and purpose discovery. For more information on how to benefit from grief healing modalities that I offer, go to my website at www.healingourgrievinghearts.com, where you can also schedule a complimentary grief breakthrough session. To follow me on Facebook, go to facebook.com/k.fontana. Thank you for listening to this episode of Healing Our Grieving Hearts podcast. Remember, you are not alone in your grief, and your experiences and emotions are valid. Join me next Saturday at 10 a.m. Arizona time as we continue to explore the human experience and holistic healing for the grieving, where I go into greater detail on combating physical symptoms of grief and loss. Until then, be kind to yourself.